This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister sympathizes with people and government of Philippines. Recently launched MSME and entrepreneurship policy critical to ensuring economic growth. And Education Ministry pilots new curriculum. Details after the break.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department invites you to Pensioners Day, Emancipation Park on November 22. Learn more about the central government pension scheme directly from the experts. Visit booths from Sagicor NIS, the Jamaican Government Pensioners Association, and York Pharmacy. Get financial advice from NCB, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and more. Excitement and Showtime hosted by yours truly, Jenny Jenny. Call 922-8320 for more information. Pensioners Day, November 22 at Emancipation Park. The Accountant General's Department, serving those who have served.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simson Miller has sent condolences to the people and the government of the Republic of the Philippines in the wake of one of the strongest storms to date, Typhoon Haiyun. The devastating Category 5 typhoon ravaged the Southeast Asian country on November 8. Speaking at the Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday, Information Minister Senator Sandrio Faulkner says Mrs. Simson Miller has written to the President of the Philippines. In the letter excerpts of which were read by Senator Faulkner, Mrs. Simson Miller said she's deeply saddened by the tragedy which claimed the lives of thousands.
The government and the people of Jamaica grieve with the people of the Philippines at this time of wide-scale loss and suffering. I extend our profound condolences, especially to the immediate families and relatives of the victims, and wish you strength and courage as you commence the daunting task of the reconstruction process.
According to United Nations report, over 600,000 people have been displaced, with a total of 9.8 million affected by the massive storm. The death toll is estimated at least 10,000. The recently launched Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise MSME Entrepreneurship Policy is geared towards linking all crucial sectors of the economy to ensure growth. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says some of the government's major growth initiatives are directly linked to the MSME policy.
We are very clear as an administration that unless the MSME sector is made to come alive and to play its role, the impact of this larger initiative will not yield the benefit nor have the transformational effects.
Minister Hilton was addressing a recent JIS think tank session. He adds that the policy passed in Parliament in July this year came out of widespread consultation with all stakeholders in the MSME sector. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change recently finalized an agreement with the Mona Geoinformatics Institute to provide current satellite imagery for the entire island, as well as inshore areas. This updated imagery will allow agencies to map geographical reference information with greater ease. Minister Robert Pickersgill says this will also help to boost the government's thrust to expand the use of Geographic Information Service, GIS.
GIS technologies have been used to strengthen the core business processes and functions in entities such as ODPEM, the National Land Agency, and more recently, the Child Development Agency.
Minister Pickersgill's remarks were delivered by Director General at the Ministry, Sharon Crooks, at the Geographic Information Service GIS Business Executive Forum 2013, Wednesday. And the Education Ministry is piloting a new curriculum geared towards boosting critical thinking skills of the nation's children. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the ministry is moving away from learning techniques which emphasize repetition and memorization towards skills based on analysis and understanding.
I wish to tell you that a new curriculum which emphasizes far less memorization and far more critical thinking and the exercise of judgment, both characteristics which have to do with human development and work readiness, is now being piloted in several schools and will in the next 2 or 3 years offer to teachers, to students alike, to the community as a whole, the chance of much more work-ready outcomes than we have at present.
The minister adds that this move is also intended to help facilitate a smooth transition for students matriculating from secondary education into the workplace. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.